beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, it's crazy about this rocking and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, big beat, baby.
Big Lake Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Big Lake Joe, he threw his crutch away.
I think this is the beginning of a beautiful friendship.
The Quarter Notes on the Little Star label from 1962. The Quarter Notes gave us something called Hold Me Darling. It is September 10th, 2009. My name is Lou Rollo, and you are listening to The Big Beat Show right here on WRSU-FM. New Brunswick, as regular listeners know, what we do on the show is play vocal group harmony, rhythm and blues, rock and roll, sometimes gospel and sometimes soul, and sometimes the host does an entire show of all doo-wop sometimes, and sometimes he, as me, by the way, does a show of all pre-1956 stuff, early pre-rock and roll stuff. Excuse me. But tonight, I decided to give you an all doo-wop show. Haven't done that in quite a while. Actually, haven't done the other kind either, so I think maybe next week we'll do an all early show, pre-1956 vocal group harmony. But as I said, tonight, all doo-wop, some stuff unreleased. I think we're going to feature a few things by the Del Satins tonight. Some things I hope you may have never heard before, but I certainly hope you enjoy everything. So the Quarter Notes with Hold Me Darling on Little Star. And right now, I think we'll do the first piece that I'm going to share with you tonight by the Del Satins. Probably all this stuff by the Del Satins probably recorded in the early to mid-60s. Here are the Del Satins unreleased. And this is called Naturally.
Bring ring ding, ring ding, ding ding dong, ring ding, ring ding, ding ding dong, ring ding, ring ding, ding ding dong, ring ding, ring ding, ding ding.
Well, like birds fly naturally, naturally, naturally fly, yeah, 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 yeah. Like kids cry naturally, naturally, naturally cry, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Naturally beats for you.
Stars glow naturally, naturally, naturally glow. Hello, hello, hello. And winds blow naturally, naturally, naturally glow. Hello, 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 hello. Oh, my darling, my heart naturally beats for you.
Naturally beats for you.
Loving you so easy, loving you so right.
Wah 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 wah, bom dip 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 dip, wah 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 wah, bom dip 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 dip, wah 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 wah, bom dip 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 dip, wah 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 wah, bom dip 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 dip, wah 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 wah.
Star grows low.
Well, I guess you got to be a real hardcore doo-wop fan to appreciate that thing. That's the Mystics. I remember, I guess it was Cousin Brucey, actually. I remember hearing him play that when it came out in 1961. He didn't play it many times. It didn't do very well for the Mystics on Laurie Records with Eddie Falcone singing lead, not Edie Falcone, but Eddie Falcone. And that was called Star-Crossed Lovers. And just before that, from one of the greatest CDs I ever had that I have in my collection, Group Classics Volume 3, it's called, came out, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago now, and has some unknown stuff on it and unreleased, and that's what we heard in slot number 2 there between the Del Satins and the Mystics. It's called I'm Coming Home by an Unknown Group. I played the heck out of this CD when it first came out, and I've been playing it. I don't think I ever played that one, though. Unknown Group, obviously, late 50s, and I'm Coming Home right here on the Big Beat Show. But what I do have for you coming up, we're going to jump up again right now, on Liberty Records from 1963, here are the Blisters, and this is called Shortening Bread.
I've got not to cry.
Now, there's a really odd record for you, and strangely done, too, by someone named Cartrell Dixon, an uncredited group on the Shelly record label from 1962, and that was called Why Didn't You Tell Him? And, yeah, the Blisters on Liberty Records from 1963 with a really great record called Shortening Bread. Right now, how about something unreleased by the Forevers? Probably the early 60s, I really don't know, but it sounds like the early 60s for that group. Here are the Forevers unreleased. This is cool. Poor Boy.
Do, do, do.
Come to the castle, baby.
You want doo-wops? I got your doo-wops right here.
I'm through with my old love. I love her through and through. I'm searching for a new love, and that new love be you.
I want a Sunday kind of love.
About you.
Acapella for you by the Time Tones. On the Times Square Records label from January 1964, and their version of Sunday Kind of Love, really rough and crude and really good. And that also came out on Relic Records 2 years later, 1966. And just before that, we heard the Catalinas and Castle of Love from July 1958. And something unreleased by the Forevers, working back up, we heard Poor Boy, probably early 60s. I left most of my announcements home today, so I don't have to announce what to tell you about. I know there's some things I had to tell you, but they're all home right by the door. You know that little surface there where I put stuff on the way out? Yeah, that's where I must have left them. But I can tell you this. As many of you know, this show is archived by Tony Fournier at vocalgroupharmony.com. Now with the assistance of Dave Saviot, also participating in that. I really appreciate that. It's been going on for many, many, many years. And that was due to Paul Ressler asking Tony Fournier to do that, my good friend Paul Ressler, who has a show on Monday night on WIFIAM. See, I'm remembering this. I don't have it written down. So you could go to WIFIAM.org, probably. I think it's a Monday's nights at 5 o'clock. Yeah, 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock. They might even get another hour. So I remembered that by heart. Pretty good. Also, I'm getting back to the archiving. Tony Fournier has been wonderful about that. Never, ever missed a week. When he wasn't around, he had someone else take care of that business, too. And I really am indebted to him. Let's see. You're listening to The Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. I'm Lou Rollo. This is Little Sammy and the Tones.
Oh, Well, I said, darling, are you?
Just that wonderful Al Brown production sound right there. It came out on Joyce Records label. It was recorded in 1957, but really didn't come out till July 1986. That was The Crescents and Dolores. And before that, Little Sammy and the Tones on Jacqueline Records from 1962, and a pretty nice version of Over the Rainbow. And right now, we're going to flip over the record, Little Sammy and the Tones. This one, this side also coincidentally came out the same time, 1962, go figure, on the Jacqueline label. Here's Little Sammy and the Tones, and this side is called Christine.
I have a girlfriend, her name is Christine. Each time I look at her,
she This is Tim Hauser from the Criterions, and you're listening to The Big Beat Show on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick.
Dip-de-doo-wop, 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 whoa, whoa, dip-de-doo-wop, dip-de-doo-wop, whoa.
After the quarrel that we had last night, wrote you a letter just for spite. Said that you and I were through. What you should know, it isn't true. I was just angry, and you might be too. But read between the lines for my love. Soon as I mailed it, I knew I was wrong. I didn't sleep away all night long. I spent the night is yours alone to keep or pray. Please understand the fool's mistake. Though word for word my letter's hard to take. Just read between the lines for my love. Soon as I mailed it, I knew I was wrong. I didn't sleep a wink all night long. I spent the thinking of you, I don't wanna live without you. My heart is yours alone to keep or pray. Please understand a fool's mistake. Though word for word my letter's hard to take. Just read between the lines for my love.
Read between the lines for my love.
And let me tell you what we heard. The last one we just heard on 45 RPM, kind of a classic in the New York, New Jersey area at the time even, the Delcades on the United Sound Associates label from 1964. Yep, that's 19. Yeah, I heard that on the radio, and WNJR played that, and I went out and bought it. Yep, the Del Cage, and It Takes Two to Fall in Love. Just before that, something that had been previously unreleased but was issued in 1992 by the Del Satins. It was recorded in 1961, and we just heard in the middle there, Read Between the Lines by the Del Satins. A lot of their stuff that wasn't issued. Pretty good, I think. And it was Little Sammy and the Tones on Jaclyn Records from 1962, and we heard them singing about Christine. I'm going to do another thing by the Del Vikings since they're so hot tonight. Unreleased, recorded early 60s, and this is called It's Raining Outside.
Drip drop, raining outside. Drip drop, raining outside.
It's drop, raining outside. Raining outside. The drop, sun refuses to shine. It's raining outside. How I wish that you were mine. Now that it's raining outside, I said it's raining outside. So why don't you come in? I have seen you before, passing this way.
Together, they faded. It's gone. Ooh, it's gone. It's gone.
What an amazing record. Isn't that, I really love that. That's really nice. The Legends. The Legends on the Hull label from 1962. And Now I'm Telling You. And just before that, really a late piece, and surprisingly out of Detroit. Who knew they were doing stuff like that in Detroit? The Laredos, recorded in the late 70s and issued in 1980 on the Mad Dog label. And that was called Afterthoughts by the Laredos. And I think I told you it was Adele Satins with... whatever it was I told you it did, the unreleased thing from 1962. All right, and let's see, let's go out to, I got time for maybe, you got three in it. I only have brought two more records, but I'll sing. No, I have plenty of stuff here. This one by the New Tones. This is something a cappella also on Cadence Records from 1957, October 1957, the New Tones a cappella, obviously a practice session because they did issue this, I believe. Here they are with At Midnight.
I'm going to be with my love. Going to tell her about the moon and the stars above. Your voice like a north wind
woo, down, down, day, pa, 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 pa,
down, down, day, woo.
Just a little bit of this one in. This is called Way Up in the Clouds by Unknown Group on Group Classics Volume 3. And just before that, on from the same CD, because I did have some time to fill, Dum Dum by the Cordials. Don't know the date on that one. It was never officially issued. Also on Group Classics Volume 3.
Just you and me.
And that'll about do it for me tonight. Thanks very much for listening. I know you listened for sound reasons. Stay tuned for the Low Budget Blues Show coming right up after this at 9 o'clock.
Be together, be together, and we'll be so merry.
But that's it. May harmony be with you until next time. Again, thanks for listening. We'll take it out tonight with a group called The Sunsets on the Petal label from 1963. Here are The Sunsets, and this is called Lydia.
Ha ha ha!